Rita Rudner was a dancer on Broadway in the beginning of her professional career. She won't name the shows because then you'll know how old she is. Rudner is now a successful stand-up comedian, screenwriter, and novelist. Her new book, Turning the Tables, has just been published. In the acknowledgments, Rita Rudner thanks the city of Las Vegas for being so silly and so good to me. Rudner has a standing gig at the New York Casino Complex in Las Vegas, but today she's in New York, New York, in NPR's Bureau. Welcome to the program, Rita.
Thank you so much.
So you gave up real Broadway for fake Broadway?
I did. You know, I moved all the way across the country, and I still ended up working in New York. However, my gig there just ended, and I open up at a new casino October 2nd in Las Vegas called Harrah's, which I really, really like because it's very close to the mall.
But you love Las Vegas.
I do love it. I've lived all over the world. And what happened was I adopted a baby. My husband and I adopted a baby. And I decided to stop traveling. And the best way to do it is to go to Las Vegas.
First of all, I want you to describe the casino that you've created in this novel. I mean, you've turned, obviously, some of your own observations about Las Vegas into this little piece of fiction and applied your imagination. But you've created this casino called Heaven. Describe it.
Well, what would you think a casino called Heaven might be? And I'd love the idea of looking up and not being able to see anything but clouds and stars and sky. I love the idea of security guards wearing white robes with their guns in the little pockets. And I love cocktail waitresses with wings. So we went with a casino called Heaven.
Let's talk about your main character then, Allie Bowen. She's really smart. She's somebody that I don't know, you seem to indicate you don't see too often in Las Vegas, and this is a woman in upper management.
It's getting better. In fact, one of my good friends in Las Vegas is president of a casino on the Strip. I think she's the first female president of a casino on the Strip. So it's getting a lot better. But girls coming, especially if they're very, very pretty, and they come to Las Vegas, I do think they get marginalized. And I think they have to work extra hard to make sure that what they have to offer isn't just how they look. And I think Allie Bowen comes from a background where she's out to prove herself. And she accidentally sleeps her way to the bottom instead of the top. And she has to rise back up from her ashes. And she accidentally gets involved with a man who is so terrible, who will do anything to stop her.
She gets her revenge in a particularly delicious way, and it involves her ex-husband, who, if Heaven is in the red end of Las Vegas, then certainly the Pinwheel Casino is somewhere down in way past caring.
Well, Barry Houdini was such a great character to write. Barry Houdini is a bad magician. And when Allie Bowen first comes to Las Vegas, she needs a place to stay and she needs someone to take care of her. And she kind of likes him. And she's the magician's assistant, which I know firsthand because I was a magician's assistant. And you do get feathers everywhere. You don't need any more feathers. You don't want to see any more birds or lions or tigers. I've been in too many cages. I don't even want to talk about it. But been sawed in half more times than I care to remember.
Was this
I was in the Magic
Broadway?
Show. No, Magic
oh,
Show
okay.
on Broadway.
Okay. There's one show named.
So Allie Bowen is filled. She's a woman filled with ambition. And in the course of her adventures, she falls in love with the person she should be in love with all of the time. It was quite a challenge to write a plot, an intricate plot, and have character development go along and fit in the plot. So this book took a long time.
Your husband, Martin, is English.
Yes.
How is he acclimating to the desert and the neon?
He's been here a long time. We've been married for 18 years. And I say it seems like just yesterday, and he says it seems like forever. So I don't know what that means. But he's used to Las Vegas. He likes it because I stay home more.
You got to stay home with Martin and Molly, your daughter.
Yes, yes. Preschool was good. I got more done after the first 3 years when she started to go. My little girl, first, you know, we were so careful of her. We said, she's only going to go to preschool for 2 hours, and then we're going to pick her up. And 2 days a week, and then it was 3 days a week. And finally, she looked at me and said, Mom, when are you going to let me have lunch at school with the other kids? And I went, oh, okay, well, she's much better adjusted than I was as a child. So far, I think Martin and I are doing a good job. I always say when I was a kid, I was so shy. I only had two friends and they were imaginary and they would only play with each other.
Rita Rudner, her new novel, Turning the Tables, is published by Random House, and she joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And you can sneak a peek at the opening chapter of Rita Rudner's book at our website, npr.org.